So we're going to take a look at times when they're exposed in the chamber. So what we're looking at by week 8, we mean that they've had 8 weeks of treatment. Week 16, they've had 16 weeks of treatment. Week 24, which means they've had essentially 6 months of treatment. And they're being exposed to dust mite in this environmental exposure chamber, and they either had placebo over this period of time, the low-dose dust mite, or the higher-dose dust mite. And what's interesting is by 8 weeks, the higher-dose dust mite has separated from placebo in terms of less total symptom score being expressed, 23% difference versus placebo during that chamber exposure to dust mite. So an onset of action can be established of around 2 months after you've begun the dust mite tablet. If you go out to 16 weeks, even further improvement, 30% difference from placebo. And if you go out 24 weeks, now both the lower dose and the higher dose are achieving statistically significant differences from placebo, with the higher dose showing a 52% reduction in symptoms during that dust mite chamber challenge compared to those subjects who are on placebo. So clearly a very big benefit, over a 50% reduction compared to those folks on placebo. But it takes 6 months to achieve that. But by 2 months, you're seeing a difference. So with this established, the higher dose was taken out into the field. And once again, I'm very happy to have been part of this study using the 12 SQ tablet versus placebo.